Good morning and welcome to the Preventing Grace podcast. Today is March 5th. It's a Monday. And I just thought I would let you know that.
12 days away from St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
Which in Binghamton is celebrated for...
Yesterday.
Well, apparently it goes on from Parade Day all the way through.
All the way through. I thought that I would go to a homeschooling retreat on, or not retreat, a conference on St. Patrick's Day. I'm just letting you know this now.
Really?
Yeah.
A homeschool conference on St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah. I actually think I'm going to go. I've never been to one before, but...
Yeah, I didn't know that. It's good that we keep our...
We have to podcast because otherwise we would never talk about our schedules.
To our public podcast.
And I thought I would go because... I was named, as you know, I'm one of the 100 most important people in the world. And the person talking at
this... You mean the 40 most important evangelicals in America? Is that...
No. I can't remember. There's so many lists.
You weren't on the list of the top 100 most important people in the world. Yeah, that was not the list.
It might have been, though. There's been so many. There's been like two or something. Anyway, another person on the list... is talking at this homeschool conference, which is only like half an hour away from me. And so
you get together with her and say, look, I also
am
one of the most important evangelicals in the country.
She let me know that she's going to be at this conference and that we share this how important we both are. Yeah. And I thought, how wonderful to meet somebody of my own level.
You could go out to a restaurant and have but also, all the doors open for you. And then...
Yeah, I looked at the conference, though, and I realized that it would actually be very good for me to go because it's for people who homeschool, and it has something about homeschooling in high school. And it suddenly occurred to me, now that I'm halfway into my first year of a high schooler, how much maybe I should have gone to this conference 3 years ago.
It might be a good thing to think about how... To homeschool high schoolers.
Yeah, it did occur to me when I looked at the conference what a help it would have been. So I do think I'm going to go. You're welcome to go with me. Would you like to spend your Saturday talking?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to not do that.
What are you going to be in Binghamton celebrating St. Patrick's
Day?
I think
of a more boring thing to do on St. Patrick's Day than go to a homeschooling conference.
Yeah, that sums up your participation in our homeschool life.
Sweetie, I'm like the person who protects the house and provides for you. I build the wall.
What do you
Within
mean,
the
like?
Wall, you do all the work.
Well, so that's a thing, actually.
What's that?
The idea that in gender relations, the man...
I build the walls of the garden.
Builds the walls of the garden, and then the woman toils relentlessly away.
I like that idea. I really like that idea a lot.
Because
really the way it works out is I don't do much except for my job.
Which is sitting at a desk. Wow. You know what I love? You know what I love? I love it when I see women doing like lots of physical labor in a big event. So there's like an event going on and you go into a big room and you see women moving tons and tons of chairs. In a sane world, you'd see like a lot of young men and maybe even young women moving chairs. But what I love is walking into a big event and seeing a lot of middle-aged women, of which I am now one. I've discovered by reading the internet that I'm actually middle-aged. Dragging chairs around and organizing the tables while young men stand around the periphery watching because they're all enlightened now. I love that.
Okay, can I suggest another interpretation of that?
They were trying to move the chairs and they got yelled at?
Yes. Men have learned through... since they're so young, it must be an evolutionary development now that they know.
They just know.
When middle-aged women are moving things, you just step back. Because otherwise, you'll be moving things all day long because where you put the thing,
the
middle-aged
triggered.
Woman will say...
I feel triggered. I mean, the fact that you're saying that at all just really, really, really triggers me. I'm not moving chairs anymore.
You notice I don't help you rearrange furniture anymore. I've learned that.
I've learned to do it when you're not here.
From my youth
because
in our marriage.
Because you interfere. Like, right. I'll want to rearrange the furniture, and you'll argue with me about how it should be.
Right, but it's not, it's always the I learned from the youth, our ute, our early days in marriage, that it's a futile task for me to just listen to you tell me where to put furniture, because that never ends. That never ends. That goes on all day long. And so the wise husband absents himself when the wife says, I think we should rearrange the living room. He says, yes, that's a good idea. Oh, but I have to go make this call. Or, oh, I have this visit to make. So sadly, I won't be around for the rearranging of the furniture. Maybe our young son can help you.
Yeah, our young son is awesome.
Yeah, his earphones.
He gets his earphones in, but he doesn't know yet what he's sucked into. I've gotten him to move things up and down the stairwell because he's got his headphones in.
Yeah.
So he doesn't know that it goes up and then I'll change my mind and it has to go back down. He doesn't realize, like, he's not paying attention. He's very obedient. He just moves the things around.
Yeah, well, he'll figure it out when he gets married.
I hope he can get married. I'm a little worried about the look that he has going on right now with the headphones.
The sweatpants and the headphones. Sweatpants.
Yeah, so.
And the minimal bathing. He bathes every day, I think. Does he?
I'm not sure.
We need to enforce that.
I don't want to ask. I'm a hands-off.
See, like, the early teenage years for a boy are like the caveman years. You just go into your cave. And
it's really bad.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, because everything's changing in your head and you're embarrassed.
Well, that, body. Yeah, it's terrifying.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I think it's going to be okay. Maybe he'll be marriageable. I can't remember what the purpose of this podcast was. We had a topic that we were going to complain about something on the internet.
Right.
Do you remember what it was?
I don't, actually.
Oh, no, wait. I know. It's the Planned Parenthood tweeted something awesome. And we should read the tweet. Here it is. Ready? And apparently somebody says it got 76,000 likes. Some men have a uterus. 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 That's what they tweeted. And my favorite response was something about Artemis of the
Great is Artemis of the Ephesians. Ephesians.
Great is Artemis of the Ephesians.
Great is Artemis of the Ephesians.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What an odd, strange thing
to tweet.
Yeah.
Well, what a weird thing to tweet. Like, who did that? Who woke up in the morning and thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet this 5 times.
Yeah.
Because.
But some men don't. What does it mean? What is it? So are they saying that women, these are women who are identifying as men, and so therefore they're men who have uteruses? Is that the idea?
Well, no men have uteruses. Would be a great logic question for a logic class.
Oh, right,
class.
A great syllogism, right?
A little syllogism.
So all women have uteruses.
That's not actually true.
Or no men have. Yeah, what?
There are. In very, very rare cases, you can be born without one, but it's not, it's very unusual. And I know that because I need to plug it, but I got to endorse a book of a young woman who was born without a uterus, and it was a great sadness to her, obviously.
In general.
Right, just like, it's not usual, and she wrote a really lamenting, great book about it.
So all women have uteruses.
For
George
is a woman.
Has a uterus. So George, therefore, is not a woman.
No, you lost me.
That's the syllogism. So all women have uteruses. George has
is
a uterus.
Is a woman. No, George is.
So therefore, George is.
George has a uterus.
A woman or a man? How do we work out the logic of this? Because.
I mean, yeah, it has to. We have to figure it out.
That's the thing. That's huge. I was genuinely surprised. I kind of understood the LGBTQ success and destroying and blaspheming marriage. But I was actually surprised with the how popular it has now become that you get to define your own selfhood.
I love that feminists are now evil. That women who don't want to be with a man who's really a woman are transphobic. And they're bad people.
Yeah, it's evil.
So if you really want women, or say you're same-sex attracted, you're a woman, you're same-sex attracted.
And you don't want to be with a woman.
A man who's a woman. You don't want to be with a man. You don't want to be with a man under any circumstances, even if that man self-identifies. Then you're transphobic.
Right, if you don't.
How far, I mean, what a triumph for women. I mean, this kind of makes me almost into a feminist, but it's wonderful. It's a culture eating itself alive is what it is.
I remember there was that Texan wrestler who's identified as a woman,
mm-hmm.
and he's caught, he's stacked, he's got muscles.
Yeah, he's
like,
really strong.
And he's beating all the women.
Like, and he's actually beating them in a horrible way. Like, yeah,
slamming them on the ground.
Yeah, it's...
He should be beat up himself.
Yeah, some
instead,
man
instead
should...
Instead of being...
But he's getting... Nobody's saying anything. Nobody's saying anything.
It's absurd. It is the king has no clothes. It's the nursery story we all grew up with, where the person comes and says, "Hell, I've got this wonderful new magic thread that I can make you some wonderful clothing with."
And I'm gonna make you
yes.
into a woman.
No, and the king says yes, and he walks out naked, and no one can say anything. No one can say anything.
They all bow and scrape.
Wow, beautiful clothes. You oh my goodness! And only a kid who says.
Well, but even the children, because they get them so young, don't notice anymore. You know, children can't say anything.
But it goes down to us sinking our identity into our feelings. If I how I feel is who I am.
And, well, who I am is how I feel right now.
Right, because it could change. I mean,
it's changeable.
Which is the tragedy of sticking a kid in, you know, a 13-year-old kid or 12-year-old kid and having an actual operation to change the sex.
That's really, really, really shocking.
Those parents should be shot, actually. They should be lined up against the wall and shot.
You can't say that.
Okay, stoned.
You can't. You can't say that.
It's totally just. I mean, that Old Testament-wise, that's totally just. God would have... wanted something like that to happen in the Old Testament.
You can't say the word
and since
podcast.
It's always right, God's always good, that's a just sentence to be passed on people who abuse their children by changing their gender physically. Maybe by actually getting there and cutting off parts or creating parts that aren't there.
You can't say that online.
No, they should be shot. Lined up against the wall and shot.
No, you can't say that.
I stand
I'm
on my
position.
I'm
actually genuinely shocked that you would say that.
No, well, we should give them an opportunity to repent first,
but
then after they repent, they should be shot.
They should have gender reassignment surgery.
Who?
The parents.
Oh.
I feel like that's more just.
That's Quran. It's that's you cut off the hand if it's stealing. That's Quran. The Bible is just you stone the people.
I'm shocked that you would
say
that.
No, I totally agree. I think that's what would you do if you walked in and someone... Okay, let's say we walked into our house and someone was holding down one of our children and cutting off a private part. I would shoot the sucker in a minute. He would be dead.
But
now that we're doing it surgically...
You can't say that, though. You can't say that you would kill other people.
I just did. I would.
I know,
I would
but
do it
you
in a
can't.
Second. I wouldn't even think twice
you
about
can't.
It. It wouldn't cause me any conscience...
You would go to jail.
...problems. Huh?
You would go to jail.
Not if someone's torturing my kid and I shoot him. No, I wouldn't go to jail.
You probably would in New York State. You would definitely go to jail. Because you're not allowed to do that.
I think you are allowed to do that for self-defense in New York State. Yeah. But I'm saying as a legal matter, I would support the shooting of parents who do that.
You can't say
that. The prosecution and the shooting of parents who do that.
Imprisonment. Imprisonment.
No, shooting.
That's not a thing.
Give them a chance to repent.
There's no... That's not a thing that we do, so you can't say that on this podcast.
And why is this country in such bad shape? Because we don't have more speedily done trials.
You won't let me have my theme song that has, "Your name is Anne and I don't give a damn or whatever.
Well, that's a curse word.
But you're advocating a penalty that's not even a thing in this country. That's not...
What did God say the penalty for sexual immorality is?
What about this makes you think of God?
It's death. And the church can't do that because the church isn't the one who wields a sword. But the government is.
I'm really genuinely shocked.
So, and that's a good thing. It's a just thing.
I feel like somebody's going to turn you in for... Somebody's going to call the FBI. And because you're...
I would say the same thing for rape. Would you agree that a rapist should be shot?
It's not that's not a penalty that's on the books. There's no shooting going on, except
I could agree with gelding, but I would also...
I think I would prefer that. But for the other party, obviously. But no, in the whole gun debate, I can't believe you would just say that loudly like this on our podcast.
I've really been offended by...
by what?
By all of the gun control people online, so I really don't care. I'm just going to say...
You're offended by the gun control people?
Yes, I am. It hurts me and offends me personally. So I thought I'd just go the other direction.
I feel like this podcast is either going to hit the charts and we're going to get in legal trouble, or it's going to be... People are going to give so many thumbs down that we're never going to... we're never going to climb out of the pit of internet disapprobation.
We're going to lose our audience member.
Our listener.
We're going to go from 100%. We're going to lose 100% of our audience.
Yeah.
Because the one person who listens to us
is probably for gun control. I mean, I would imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm still trying to gin up a reason to care about people who do that to their kids being hurt.
It is really shocking and demoralizing, but we don't have that as a penalty.
I'm advocating for that to change. I think we should have that as a penalty.
I think that people who are what I really love is, I love the tweet, or the Federalist did a nice article where, it's not an article, but they gathered all of the video clips of the man show,
yeah,
into one place, or just some of them, and put them up because Jimmy Kimmel is now the moral conscience of America. And so
the guy who is paying women to jump on trampolines with tight shirts is now...
I clicked on one of those and I was genuinely shocked. I had to turn it off because it's really shocking.
Yeah,
you shouldn't have women jumping on trampolines. It's not funny anymore.
Well, they can, but you shouldn't treat it as an object of male. I mean, there were a bunch of men around the trampoline.
Yeah, they had a huge number of men.
I mean, women should be allowed to jump on trampolines if they want, but I'm just saying it shouldn't
be... Well, fully clothed,
right,
you know?
Right.
Like, as a fun...
For themselves, for their own...
Activity, but not for a voyeuristic...
Yeah, which is what that was.
Pornographic,
right,
opportunity, which is what it was.
Right.
I mean, so I did, and I love that. That was wonderful that they would do that, because I don't want to be lectured to by Jimmy Kimmel. Actually,
yeah. Suddenly he's
against being awful to women, being disrespectful, objectifying of women.
Yeah.
Well, all the things. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I remember that first game. We watched a couple of episodes of that a long time ago.
We couldn't, thought, even back then, we couldn't watch it because it was so horrible. Inappropriate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like my opinion of the man show changed, but it's interesting that the entire culture did, but Jimmy Kimmel still gets to be the arbiter of truth and justice.
There's Jimmy Kimmel and there's Jesus. And right now, Jimmy Kimmel's winning because he's got the TV show.
And Jesus is a... Well, he's not appropriate in our culture anymore, Jesus. So, we're left with Jimmy Kimmel forever, yeah, and Planned Parenthood. They are the... what is it called? champions of women. Planned Parenthood and Jimmy Kimmel, champions of women in the new age. It's wonderful. It's going to only get better for women as we go on.
Yeah.
Safer, better, more respectful. It's what it's going to be and so for much with, winning that we won't, we'll get right. tired of the winning.
Yeah, it'll also get better for men with uteruses too.
Yeah. Who can, men with uteruses who can pound, like beat up women right. in a sporting situation. That's so much winning. I'm actually already tired of the winning. I'm so tired of the winning. Yeah. Hmm. Well, that was our, what's it called? Complaining about the internet.
Yeah.
How's your home life going? Is there anything you want to say about our life together? We're going to skip the listening to a video clip because we didn't find any this week that were appropriate to listen to.
Right. The second segment is being skipped over.
Yeah.
We're going directly to the personable family time. So that
you humanizes all feel us. Right.
Someone said to you.
Now that you've said on our podcast that you want to shoot people, let's go ahead and try to humanize you. I can't believe you said that. I
guarantee
shocked.
You there's not a man who's listening who doesn't also, unless he has a uterus.
Do you think there are any men who are listening, or do you think that everybody self-identifies as a woman?
I'm sure there are men who listen. If there's any man listening, I guarantee you they agree with me. They just can't say it.
So you just said it for them. You're just going to champion the way. My gosh.
But someone said to you that they felt,
the podcast humanizes you.
You're online. If I'm not human.
You are not human on Facebook. You are not human. You are like a droid or a Russian bot with a little bit of extra thing thrown in. You don't want me to swear on the podcast, so. Oh, the word I could use instead of the word I'm thinking of is jerk.
I try to post spiritually edifying material. It is about the Bible or Jesus, and people find it.
What I love is when you wake up in the morning and you say, I'm gonna, or I'll catch you. Actually, I'll look over at your phone and see that with your thumbs, you're saying, people who don't accept what. Infant baptism aren't Christian.
I don't say I've
and
never
I'll
said
catch
that.
You and you'll say what and I'll say, why are you starting an argument on our day off together? And you'll say, what, I'm not starting an argument, what are you talking about? I'm just posting what's on my heart.
For the record, I've never written something like that, nor do I think something like that.
I think all women should not work outside the home ever. Or what's some other one? I can't think of anything.
I've never said that either.
No, just thinking of things you like to go in and drop a bomb, and then you destroy our days off because then you have to battle it out.
If people just read it and passed on, that would be. I don't know if I had to comment.
But why do you want them to comment? That's why you're on
Facebook.
I
want them to comment and agree. I don't want them to comment and disagree. Some people I've seen have their Facebook account set up so that they can post things, but no one can comment unless they give them commenting privileges. I'm not sure how to do that.
You should ask our tech person.
Right.
Who is our tech
person?
Well,
our tech person doesn't do Facebook.
It's you. Yeah, our tech person doesn't do Facebook.
Oh, you meant the our personal Facebook tech person. Our church first person who doesn't do.
Yeah, he doesn't do Facebook, but you are our tech person.
Yeah.
So.
That's been great for us.
In fact, I've heard that there are apps that we could use to edit this gem of a podcast.
Or we could put in music.
And allow us to put in music. and we could
cut
edit
out the little
out the,
bodily noises and the licking of the dogs. And the,
or the part where you say that you will just want to shoot members of the American public.
Not just members of the American public, the ones who are abusing their children.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's a perfectly legitimate desire.
It may be, but you should not say that out loud. Mm-hmm. You should not say that. Yeah. I can't remember what this has to do with our home life.
I don't remember either, but... Well, I guess that I think I pay more attention to Facebook than to you, but that's not true. I don't pay more attention to Facebook than you. I've been making a conscientious effort not to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
You should have told me before you did so that I would be able to notice.
I thought you'd notice just the ensuing attention that you get.
I'm upset because you told me that I was high maintenance.
You are incredibly high maintenance.
And you're like that upsets me because I'm actually a very relaxed person. You're
like one of
those
European German sports cars that you have to like.
So I was also upset that you would compare me to a car.
you're my most prized possession.
That's awful. You shouldn't say that either. You shouldn't say that.
Al Lawrence wouldn't let me have a Jaguar, but I got to marry you.
I'm offended. I'm triggered. I'm offended.
That's a huge compliment to compare you to a German sports car. Wait, Jaguar's an English sports car. But okay. I'd probably say a German sports car because they're a little more. But you are high maintenance. You are high maintenance. You are the definition of high maintenance. A non-high maintenance woman doesn't get upset about things. She lets little things go. You know, if the house is a little bit out of order or...
It's not a little bit out of order right now. There's piles of garbage.
It's good that you're high maintenance because otherwise the house would go to... I'm low maintenance as a man, so if
you
I had
are
a
not.
Low maintenance... Yes, I am.
You
if I had
are
a low
not
maintenance
low
woman,
you are not low
the
maintenance.
The house would be terrible.
Uh-huh. You are wound up like a something that's really tightly wound. Can't think of anything.
That's an awesome simile.
a wind-up toy that never unwinds. That's what you're like. Here's the dog.
Yeah.
Yes. He's very... There's his licking. He just wants to be with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that we've covered all the ground we need to cover.
Yeah, and, it's been a short podcast,
we should go on with our lives, and I'm going to have to think of a name for this, because I don't know what the subject is, and Festivus. I think this was a Festivus time.
The airing of the...
The grievances. So, I hope we'll be back next week, but I don't know, because somebody could complain.
The FCC should shut us down.
Yeah, so... But until then, have a great week.